Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily. Breaking news from Berea. Johnny Manziel has been named the Browns starting quarterback for the game against the San Francisco 49ers. Mike Pettine saying, and I quote, "Johnny will be our starting quarterback on Sunday. He's been solid in the building over the last couple of weeks, and we are hopeful he takes this opportunity to continue to build on the progress he's made on the field throughout the season. The goal for every game is to go out and win, and Johnny needs to show that he can put us in a position to do so during these last 4 weeks of the season." Manziel taking over, of course, for Austin Davis. So there it is. It is official. Manziel's appeared in 6 games this season. He has started 3, completed 76 of 128 passes for 933 yards, 5 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, and he has run for 73 yards. So there it is. Johnny Manziel will make his 4th start of the season on Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers. I like it. We'll see what he can do against this 49ers team. And that is the big news right now out of Berea. Johnny Manziel, the starter. 216-578-0850. Matt, let's start with your take on it before we get callers in here again. 216-578-0850 to call us up.
I like it. I really do. I think, as I've already talked about, and we did it yesterday, the opponents that we play, it's going to make it very difficult for this offense, this Cleveland Browns football team in general, especially coming out of this past Sunday's game when they didn't, you know, look competitive against a very good football team. You've got Seattle, most likely is going to shore up at least a wild card spot, most likely in the NFC. You have the Kansas City Chiefs are probably the hottest team in football right now, winning 6 in a row. They're going to have to go to those 2 locations. And then I think Pittsburgh Steelers week 17, you would hope that what would motivate this Cleveland Browns football team is to play the spoiler in some regards. You know, Pittsburgh has to play near perfect football, you know, can't lose any aimless games because they all matter for them in the playoff hunt there in the AFC. So I like the decision. I think, you know, Austin Davis, after having that individual speak to us, what was his name? Something Wagner from St. Louis, kind of says he's gonna be a backup. He's a backup in the National Football League. So you might as well see what you have in Johnny Manziel. I hope in some cases this does go against what Mike Pettine wanted to do from a disciplinary standpoint, but this is more from a big picture franchise standpoint that Johnny Manziel is the perfect decision over the last final 4 games.
I agree, and it's not clear to me if it is the final 4, but I think that's what he's saying.
At first glance, I would say no, it's a 1-week decision. It says starting quarterback on Sunday, but then he goes on to say in the bottom, over the final 4 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he says the goal for every game is to go out and win, and Johnny needs to show that he can put us in a position to do so during these last 4 weeks of the season. So it does sound like it is a move for the rest of the year, and I'll tell you what, if Johnny Manziel can go out and he can play well on the road in Seattle, on the road in Kansas City, and then duel and improve against the Pittsburgh Steelers, then that would certainly give you a lot of hope for what he can do on the field. We don't know about what's going to happen with him off of the field. That always is a wild card with Johnny Manziel. All right, when we come back, senior staff writer from ClevelandBrowns.com and, of course, the Browns mobile app, the prolific Andrew Gribble, the Gribbs, will be with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.